Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Las Vegas at the Covering Show. It's a little earlier this year, and I'm with Jen Hoff, CEO of Taffy. Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We had a great first day yesterday, and I'm ready to kick off this morning. Having a great time here in Las Vegas.
Let's start out talking about trade shows. This is one of the top 50 shows, right?
It's top 50 in the country. And when you think about trade shows, they're driving the economy. They're bringing the industry and the community together all under one roof. A trade show organizer, you become part of that community. And there's definitely synergies around driving economic development, driving the industry forward, also getting people together in the face-to-face. As an industry, trade shows are talking a lot about that with AI coming up and what's real, what's not, and younger generations craving that human contact. A lot of that is coming up in our discussion. So trade shows are a great place to be face-to-face, trusted environments to talk about industries, business, what's new, workforce development, all those things. That's what happens here at a trade show.
And you've been associated with coverings for many years because at the start of your career, you worked for a company that ran the show, and now your company runs the show. There's five owners. There's obviously the Italians, the Spanish, and the TCNA, the Distributors Association, and also the Contractors Association. You develop friendships with them. This year it's in Las Vegas, and then next year it goes back to Orlando, right?
That is correct.
Some of the highlights from this year, as usual, you have a great education program. Walk us through a couple of things that makes this such a unique show.
As you mentioned, education program, really talking about industry things that are going to drive the economy and the industry forward. This year we have Gary Sinise, who's going to do a special program on Wednesday morning with the NTCA, and they're going to talk about serving veterans through craftsmanship. We're doing personalized tours by segments, and also you can do a self-guided audio tour.
You have three pavilions. We mentioned earlier the three main countries, and people are walking around with headsets and telling them what's going on in these booths. And these booths are a little different. It's kind of a European flair to this show because there's walls and they don't just display product. They have vignettes inside. Let's talk about, you give awards. One for sure that I want to mention is Stone Peak, because I couldn't believe when I walked in their space, they have a beautiful high resolution movie going on surrounded by mirrors that makes you feel like you're in Italy, right?
Exactly. And Coverings is like no show I've ever seen. They do build these booths in a way where you can get lost within the walls of a booth. A lot of shows are like, we need people up and down the aisles, and that's going to tell us how our show went. In Coverings, everybody's inside. There's a lot behind those walls going on. But Stone Peak, incredible booth. We also had Wonder Porcelain, Dalconca, DeCoker, Ceramic Rodini, and Antolini, and Vives. All these companies have brought the most beautiful booths. You can just get lost out there.
Now, this show attracts architects and distributors. It's important to point out that this is primarily a distributor show. I just walking the show just a minute ago, ran into Steve Clem. He's a really big architect in Atlanta. He's here. And one of the reasons you move the show around is so that you can get closer to your target audience, like the architects. By being in Vegas, you hope to capture more of the design community out of California, right?
Exactly. We give people a chance that might not be able to travel across the country, or it wasn't on their radar, but they come out, then they learn about Coverings and become part of our community and just keep building and building, and then wherever the show travels to, they can become part of that.
What kind of feedback are you getting as far as the crowd that you're attracting this year?
Big crowd. You go out there, you can feel the buzz, you can see the people. We had a great CID awards are coming up tonight, but yesterday in the Coverings Lounge, the rock stars were getting all their awards and being honored. Big crowds in the pavilions. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. Business is happening.
I went to the Ceramic Tile Distributor Association happy hour last night, and they awarded Portabella the Supplier of the Year.
Yeah, really recognizing the community, and people stand out and they give their heart and soul to the industry. That's that crossover between the trade show versus the flooring industry and the tile and stone. Everything comes together, and it really does raise everybody up.
How's your business doing? I mean, you're actually adding some other shows, right?
To my Taffy portfolio, we're working with the YMCA. We have retail, mass timber. We have concrete.
Aren't you doing a new automotive show?
Yes. We met up with a group in North Carolina that said, we need a show on the East Coast for the automotive aftermarket and motorsports industry. And so I am partnering up with the players. We had a great inaugural show last year, and this June 2nd through the 4th, the High Performance Expo in Charlotte. The Richard Petty is helping to support it. We're really excited about that.
You mentioned generational shifts a minute ago. I'm a baby boomer, and there's millennials and Gen Zs behind us. Do they like to come to trade shows?
That's interesting. I'm a Gen X, and we like to come to trade shows for sure. I think the landscape's going to change, and as trade show organizers, we want to react to that. It used to be put us all in a room, give us a few drinks. With AI, everybody's on their computers, and the research in trade show world is saying that the up-and-comer, the Gen Zs, whatever's coming up, behind that, those people are craving human interaction because of the screens, and they're at 4 years old on a laptop looking at a movie. When they come to a trade show, it's our obligation to help them figure out how to navigate for them. And it's different how you and I might approach a trade show. So there should be hands-on, there should be activations. Networking is key, but not necessarily just sitting up at the bar having a few drinks. It's really on purpose figuring out how to give them the best experience that they're looking for and apparently craving based on the research.
I went to the press event last night, and you guys coordinated that as well, right?
That's correct. We get everybody together, make sure they're networked as well, and you put competitors together. It's really making those connections, lifelong friendships.
I got to admit, that was first class. You had lobster and oysters and prime rib. It was first class. Well, it was great to catch up with you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Jen Hoff, the CEO of Taffy, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.